Aaron here. You know, two of my most favorite things in life besides the Cubs are Jews and Australians. And this BBS Talk Radio has them both on one show. Hey, this place is great. Okay, let's get back to California dreaming with my favorite Jew and Australian, Sam and Manu. Hey, Sam. Hey, Manu. Cubs win.
Okay, I'm going to kill this one.
That you like is that one? Funny.
Yeah, that's Greg's work for you. Good morning. Good Tuesday to everyone. I thought we'd start it with laughter.
Hey, my favorite team is Cubs and the Jew, an Australian. What do
you
think?
He's good, huh? He's funny. Greg is funny. Thank you, Greg.
I almost got that down pat, didn't I?
I know, yeah. And we're getting worse with our shit here. I mean, when we say irreverent, that means irreverent.
Yeah,
no respect for anyone.
No respect for nothing.
Oh, so how are you, Manu?
Oh, I'm good.
You look a little more awake today.
I slept like a log.
Really? It's funny how your face shows it right away. When you sleep,
really?
You're more relaxed. When you don't, yeah. I mean, I can totally tell when you come in here.
I'm glad you can.
You haven't slept.
Because sometimes I look at the mirror, it's like, oh, fuck this.
I know, isn't it like the funniest when you first get out of bed and then you go in the bathroom and you look at your
and you still got all the pillow creases
yeah,
in your face
and your face just looks like a truck
got,
went
you got
over
wrinkles
it,
yeah. between your boobs because your tits were squashed up in the night. I wouldn't know that.
But you gotta stop cupping your breast every time you demonstrate something.
I'm sorry, it's force of habit.
Yeah, did they like decrease in size overnight or what? I mean, they kind of look a little smaller than usual.
Oh, that's because I don't have the padding in the bra.
Oh.
Or that Victoria's Secret.
You have a padded bra?
No. The bra that I usually wear is
right.
a Victoria's Secret, you know, the one that
right,
pushes
the tiger one.
And,
yeah.
you know, and does the whole cutie thing, I suppose. I don't
see.
Know.
Okay.
But this one is one of those cheap, nasty ones. Sorry to let everyone know that.
Well, they still look fine. It's just that they don't look like yesterday.
I've been deprived.
Of what? Of bras?
Yeah. I don't have any sexy lingerie.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, we're going to get our listeners to buy you something. If someone's out there, please buy buy my new some lingerie.
I'm serious. I was looking through my thing, and
you only wear Victoria's Secret, right?
Well, no, Victoria. No? Well, yes, now you know what I mean, because I have found that their bras and their panties are probably the best made.
Really?
And comfortable.
Yeah. So
I mean,
it's not
some
just
of them are
it's sexy and everything.
No. It's very practical, and I think it caters like you. I remember us talking about this once before.
Yeah.
But it actually fits me really nice. But if I go to, you know, like Target or something like that, the bras there, you know, they might fit you for like 3 months, 6 months, and then after a few washes, they just go to shit.
And then you can cut it and make two yarmulkes out of that.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No, I don't.
You don't know what a yarmulke is? If you've ever seen Jews praying, they have a little cap like the Pope, you know?
Yeah,
so you can cut the bra in two and make two of those.
I always thought that they were just little cups, you know.
Cups on your head?
Yeah.
No, there's
well,
like
you know what little, I mean, cloth little
yeah,
things.
It's like a head.
And then I've seen some really fancy ones where they've been crocheted.
Yeah, yeah, some of them are that.
I thought, oh, how cute, the grandma made that one.
Yeah, those are knitted, yeah.
So what's the purpose of them?
It's to cover your head.
Yeah.
I guess out of respect for God and stuff, you know. So so people that are religious wear it all the time.
Right.
And us minions, we wear this when we pray or go to the temple and things like that.
So it's
like
to protect
that.
Your head. Why?
Yeah,
though?
Because I think there's something with the hair. I don't know. Somebody told me once. But yeah, the hair sort of like plays a major part in Judaism because like religious women are not supposed to show their hair to
their
expose
hair,
it.
Right.
So they either shave it off and wear wigs.
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know.
Really?
But yeah. It's pretty interesting stuff. But yeah, Jews do that, and the funny thing is that Christians don't, but the Pope does.
Yeah, you know? I know.
The Pope always has one.
That is so odd, yeah. You know what? I never related those two together.
Yeah.
Even the bishops, they wear the little caps.
Yeah, they all wear
and so on.
Yeah.
Your archbishops and so on.
Yeah. It's just a head cover, I think, out of respect when you go into a holy place or something, you know, like a place of worship.
But how funny is this? You go into a church and the men have to remove their hats.
Exactly, and here you have to cover it. So,
Jesus,
yeah, these religions, I mean, they all borrow
it's
from
so
each
confusing.
Other. Yeah, I know. That's why I choose to stay away from it.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Yeah. So we talked yesterday about. I got here a little early, back into the studio.
Right.
And Johnny and Stephanie were still on, so I kind of joined them for a conversation, and we continued the conversation that I actually started with Johnny, with Joni. Joni Coyote,
yes.
his co-host on Thursday.
Right.
And so I called in and we started talking about what women want and what men want and so forth, you know. And we somehow got onto that men can just have sex without any emotion and stuff. And
right.
she started bringing up that women need more and all that stuff. And I told her, I said, some women sometimes will just have sex for the sake of sex. And she's like, no, that's not correct.
No, it's true.
So we started having like a whole argument. And then Johnny since then has been asking every co-host, what do you think and stuff. So I'm going to ask you, Manu, okay? Have you ever had like a one-night stand where you didn't know the person before and you never saw him afterwards?
Yes, of course.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see, I expected Manu to say, of course, absolutely.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Oh, yeah, the freight or a commitment thing. You know, I throw that all around.
Yeah, miscommitment here.
I think Gary misunderstood me yesterday when he said, oh, I'd like to bang you.
Yeah. And what did you tell him? I don't remember.
I don't know. I think I said something. Then I said, you know, I'd be the perfect one for no commitment. And
yeah.
I think he misunderstood
saying
I would want a commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was
no,
funny.
He said I wouldn't want to. He said I'm not looking for a commitment. I just want to fuck you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty much what
and
he
I said, yeah, I'm the one.
Yeah, I'm game.
I know.
That's funny. And then listening to the yesterday's show with the Men of the Wild, I mean, you were just melting.
Very sad.
Yeah. I mean, you see, that's what I don't get about you. I mean, like, when you talk and stuff, you're very sexual, but then you say that it's not really a big deal for you. So I think, like, somewhere deep inside, well, we kind of talked about it, but obviously there's something there, some kind of fear that prevents you from acting out on your thoughts and how you think, you know?
Yeah, you know, but remember we said that we'll have to wait until my mother gets here. Because,
you're going to confront her with that stuff?
You know what? Yeah,
really?
I think so. I think so. And I think this is one of the reasons why, at her age, after all these years of not seeing her and talking to her, that she's decided to come over.
Yeah.
That's
pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, and it's almost like, okay, I have to prepare for this.
Yeah.
And, there's already been like a few discussions between William and I. How are we going to approach this? What am I going to say? What am I going to ask? And, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So
that's a touchy issue.
It is.
So what are you going to ask? Why she left your father or why, you know, whatever happened to you happened to you?
It's more about fear of abandonment. I think it starts off as fear of abandonment.
There you go. Now that explains the lack of commitment. No, really.
Yeah.
Really.
Because if I get too involved, and
somebody's
going
to leave you,
then I'm going to get fucking hurt.
Right.
So you know, I guess that's the issue.
Yeah. So you are carrying baggage from childhood.
Of course.
I mean, we all do. But,
yeah.
But you've got to start working on it maybe if you want to truly be free.
Yeah. No, that's true. And I remember talking to a therapist about this. And it did bring back all this stuff from childhood.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I haven't had the opportunity to discuss this with my mother.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think that she is fully aware of her behavior and her actions.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's some stuff, man, that's out there that I am very aware of, and her behavior and so on. And she knows that I know sort of thing. And I want to ask why. why did you do that? Why did you behave like that? I don't want to attack my mother or you know, like put this hate on her.
She
but
might get defensive, you know, and I don't know what you're going to ask her, and I don't know how she's going to answer it, but that, that's going to create some friction between you guys.
It probably
you
will.
Know? So you probably but should wait until she's been here for a while.
I will, but at the same time, I think this could be a really strong healing point as well.
Yes, I think so.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you need to get it out. You know, it's inside of you all this, all these years, and you feel you have to say something.
And it's affecting. You know? Look at me.
Yeah, look at
childless.
You.
Childless. No husband.
You're a mess. No husband. Do you want one? I mean, do you wish you were married?
No. No, actually, no.
No.
No. I mean, you know, I've tried it once before.
You're not planning kids or anything, right? I mean,
no,
would you
want
kids?
I can't have children.
That's right. Okay, why do I keep forgetting? But you can adopt.
Yeah,
would you adopt?
Yeah, but I'll probably adopt when I'm like maybe, I don't know, close to 50.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of old, though. I mean,
I know. I remember you saying that to me once before.
Right.
But I think, at, you know, at that age, I think that I would be in a much more responsible state and not having this need that I still have for trying to reach out and grab things and like, ooh, what if, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think by that time I hope to be over it.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, and you've got sort of like a free life. You can come and go as you please and stuff. And I know that's hard to give up.
Yeah, really, definitely.
But if you find like a good you know, a good spouse and stuff, then you can still be your own person. You don't have to be half of one.
No.
You know?
No.
And that's what happens sometimes. People just sort of like meld in into each other, and then, they, you know, when you separate them, they're each half a person.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that creates a lot of problems. But you can, I mean, I'm extremely fortunate because I can do most anything that I want without being criticized for it. You know, so.
Oh, that's good. And what about your wife? Does she, I mean, she pretty much does what she wants to?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I mean, but we're like, it's not like we do anything that the other one would oppose.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we just, I mean, we respect each other's individuality and independence and so forth.
Yeah. The thing is, I think what it comes down to is what you have said. You know, get married for the sake of children, or if you want children, get married and so on.
Right.
There is a very strong belief in myself, too, that that's exactly how it's supposed to be. Because no one person can honestly raise a child by themselves and expect to give 100% to their work, to bring in the money, to take care of the child, to take care of all their own individual needs and try and bring up a child by themselves.
Yeah.
This is definitely, bringing up a child these days is definitely a two-person's job.
Mm.
Constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that's why I've decided not to even go further to investigate why I can't have children. And also knowing that, you know, I'll probably be close to 50 before I decide to adopt. Because at that time, you know, I probably will be with a lifetime partner. And I'm sure, and that's what I want. If I want a child, I want someone there to raise the child with me.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to do by yourself. Besides, it's been proven, I think, that a child needs both parents.
Of course.
You know, each one the shapes part of that kid.
And you got these idiotics out here, dumbass broads, who freaking get knocked up because they have this stupid fucked up idea that they're going to have a child because that child's going to love me forever.
Yeah.
I mean, what sicko is that?
Yeah, I think that definitely makes up for a lack of something. You know?
Oh, my God,
but
I've got to
tell you that I know of this woman who, for some reason, is probably afraid of commitment as well. So she just went to a sperm bank, got pregnant, and had a daughter. And they're like constantly up each other's ass, you know? I mean, they're inseparable. But I'm asking myself, I'm thinking,
that doesn't make for a healthy
That is a very
life.
Selfish decision
it
to,
is.
To
it's
do.
It is. It's very
know?
Selfish.
It's like, I want a kid, but, you know, the hell with how he's going to grow up and stuff, you know? So he's not going to have a father. I don't even think they think about that.
No.
About a father or anything. It's just like a selfish thing. Like, I want a baby and I'm going to have it regardless.
I agree, Sam. Yeah. I totally freaking agree with that. And there's too many selfish people out here because they have issues with themselves about relationships, about their childhood or whatever. Mainly because they're screwing around with the wrong fucking men in the first place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
but, you know, I mean, it's one thing to get pregnant. You know, I mean, you're still being irresponsible and stuff if you don't want to get pregnant.
Yeah.
But to go and get pregnant on purpose.
Purpose, yeah.
And knowing you're going to be a single parent.
But that doesn't say that these women out there who are having babies, you know, from their boyfriends who are leaving them.
Yes.
Or who are unfaithful or the relationship is going downhill.
Yeah.
These women, I'm not kidding you, Sam. These women are doing this on purpose.
What do you mean on purpose? Oh, you mean when they get pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
You notice when the relationship's all fine and dandy and everyone's having fun,
uh-huh.
there's no pregnancy. There's no mistake of pregnancy there. It's only when shit hits the fan that the pregnancy happens. Duh.
Yeah.
I've seen it too many freaking times.
I know. I don't understand it at all.
No,
I don't understand, but
no.
but people are just, like I said, very selfish, I think.
Yeah.
And make some selfish decisions, and you have a person's life in your hands, you know. I mean, you're bringing life into the world, and knowing full well that you can't provide them with everything that they need.
Ooh, you know? Get themselves a freaking dog.
Yeah, or something, yeah, to lick them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the dog, yeah that's
the
right.
The dog, yeah, lick me.
That's right. Yeah, bloody hell. Jesus. Anyway, I get all irritated about that because I have friends, you know, that have done exactly that scenario.
Mm.
And that's what makes it even sadder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, people,
anyway.
Yeah, people do all kinds of things.
So, anyways, we were talking about, you know, obviously we're talking about a bit on the sex side. We're talking about commitment side
when
and so on.
When do we not talk about
sex? Yeah, I know. But today, you know, heard of Digg.com.
Yes.
And today on Digg.com, I came across this virtual orgasm simulator. I was like, damn, what the hell is this? Like, can you honestly, you know, like, simulate orgasm?
Yeah.
And it says, ever wonder how the opposite sex experiences an orgasm? So here's your chance with the virtual orgasm simulator. You can now experience what the opposite sex feels during orgasms. But a word of caution. While you may be curious, it could also spoil the fun. Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah.
I don't know
what this is. So what is that thing? So
it's supposed to be a virtual orgasm simulator.
Okay. Is that like an instrument or something? Or
you know how they have the boxes to click on and so on?
So
here it says, click and see how a male experiences orgasm. Oh, okay. Let's check this out.
This is probably like a joke or something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. Ooh. Hey, what happened? Oh, hang on. Total time including undressing, foreplay, dressing, and falling asleep. Wow, 2 minutes. That's funny. Yeah. Okay.
So that's what it is? It just gives
that,
you that?
That's what, I guess, what a male orgasm feels like. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Okay, let's experience the female. Oh, hang on. You did not really think a simple press of the button would get you a woman off, did you?
That's a good one.
Okay, let's press. Okay. Oh, hang on. It keeps going on. Yeah. Come on. Push. Yes. Do not stop. Faster, keep going for at least 35 minutes. Sam, do you go 35 minutes?
You're doing that very sexy.
Yes, deeper. Yeah,
very sexy.
Faster, keep going more. Now a bit slower. No, do me hard. Yes, there's just like that. No, slow. Now fast. Slow. Yes, there. Right there, yes, keep going. Oh my God, it's going, still going, what? Yes, faster.
It's
oh God,
going.
Yes. Yes, right there. Oh, I'm coming.
Oh my God, the whole screen is like vibrating. How'd they do that? That's cool, huh?
I have no idea.
The whole web page started vibrating.
I didn't
but this
see
is
that.
Good. You did a good orgasm, Manu. I'm just about ejaculated on the keyboard here.
Oh my God, that is funny. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
so much for orgasm simulators. Manu, you're fucking wild.
That was actually funny. I never expected that.
Yeah.
Because
funny, huh?
I just clicked on the males and was like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I pressed okay and I thought, oh, it mustn't be working right. Okay.
Yeah, so obviously the woman's orgasm is more complex.
Yeah, Totally. Totally.
One thing I don't understand is why did nature put the clitoris where it did? You know, I mean, because you have to stimulate it manually when you have sex.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
You know, I had one asshole of a boyfriend. Uh-huh. Well, you know, I don't even want to call him a boyfriend, okay? This is how embarrassing. Yeah. You know, the same one, the old jerk, you know, get out of my way. This world is mine. Get out of my way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, anyways, I remember the first time we had sex, I was sitting on top of him and... You know, and I'm like moving around and everything like that. And of course, I'm wanting to get more of it, you know? So I go ahead and I try to do the manual, simulation.
You stimulate yourself.
Stimulate myself.
Right.
And the dude fucking freaked out.
Really?
Yeah. And he says, what, my dick ain't good enough for you?
Really?
What, you have to do this? What's wrong with you? I'm like looking at him and going like, no, I'm just,
I'm helping myself.
I'm helping.
You see, the thing is,
It should have been egotistical fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. No, I mean, the thing is that you should be happy that a woman is free enough and comfortable enough to get off by herself.
Yeah.
You know, and, but like you said, he probably feels he's like the whole world is about himself. So, so this reflects on him.
Of course, of course.
Yeah.
So I just got off and was like, oh God, that ruined the whole thing. Like, great, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, my dumb
ass. That's fucking sexy when a woman gets herself off. I could just pretty much jump out of my skin when I see that.
Really?
I'm telling you, it's like really sexy. And I think because, you know, when you're brought up, when you're raised as a kid and stuff, especially when I was a kid, it was taught that girls are not into sex. You know, and you don't really see. I mean, the girls are probably like stimulating themselves from the age of three. But they don't let you know about it, you know?
Yeah.
So I mean, I grew up thinking that girls are really not into sex, you know, and it's all about the men and stuff. So when I first discovered that girls masturbate, I was like totally flabbergasted. I was blown away.
Really?
And ever since then, it like really turns me on because, because it makes me feel like, God, that woman's really horny. I mean, she's really into the sex.
Yeah, we get aroused. It was
obviously.
Just we don't, you don't see it.
Yeah.
But then on top of that, I mean, it's not as often, you know, like one of our little passages there that says, like, I've been in jail for 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, my dick gets hard when the wind blows.
When the wind blows.
God, I wish that was us. I mean, you know, I think a lot of women too have penis and envy as well.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, like, when I grew up Catholic, mm-hmm. God forbid. And I'm serious. I was in fear of feeling anything down there.
Really?
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it wasn't until I was like 13, 14.
You up
I
for life, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah, I did. I didn't have an orgasm. I didn't have an orgasm until I was in my early 20s. I think it was like 23, 24.
Really?
Yeah.
And how did that happen? Because you changed the way you viewed it? Or, I mean,
I should rephrase that.
Is it masturbating?
No. I should rephrase that.
Okay.
Orgasm during sex.
Right.
Because
okay.
I was so caught up in this bullshit.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, oh, my God, I'm doing something wrong. And,
right.
Not
God,
married.
How awful
and,
is that, huh?
You know, all that kind of stuff. Oh, my God, this is my third partner. Oh, my God, I'm so naughty. You know, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, I discovered the water spout when I was in my teens.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, ooh, oh, wow, what was that?
Just,
I think every woman discovers the water spout.
Really?
Yeah. Or the hose, or
yeah, like in Europe they have the hose, the handheld one. Do they have that in Australia too?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they use that more than a shower head.
Yes,
you know,
so yeah,
you
can, for good reason too.
Yes. So yeah, you can pretty much stimulate yourself without touching.
Even in Italy,
yeah,
you know they have those little handheld things.
Yeah, they do.
Oh yeah, we know. We just turn the knob a little bit, put the pressure on a little bit, just hold it there. Oh yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah, it's just like a guy whacking off. Except
not quite the same, but yeah.
Well, we use just as much water.
Yeah, but the water is not part of the orgasm.
Well, see, at least the man can soap up and just keep it going. You know, we constantly have to have the water flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. You see, women waste more water than men.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know.
See, we're just as at fault.
Yeah, you are. You are. So, wow. Anyway, let's catch up on some business here. I mean, first of all, I want to introduce a new show, Today at 11.
And today?
Yeah.
What's today? Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. Okay. And we have Jill Janitas come in and do a show, I think based on her blog. You know, she's got a lot to say. She's very sweet, very pretty, too. And she's going to come in and do her own type of show, you know, and it should be exciting. You know,
right.
She's very excited about it.
Cool.
We're excited about it. And it's going to be squeezed in right between our show and TJ. So
yeah.
That's a good time slot.
How do you start these blogs? I mean, you say you've written, you know, you did blogs and
right.
so on.
You go to the site.
What site are you talking about?
Okay, you can go to blogspot.com, which is Google's.
Blogspot.com. Okay.
Yeah, that's Google's. And I think they changed it maybe to blogger.com. I don't know. But,
okay.
Because they used to call it blogger.com, but you'd have to go to blogspot.com, which is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I was just looking at something on the computer last night, and which has entered me to ask this question. There's a new website called Twitter, TWITTER.com, and it's like the blog. But it only allows you to type in 120 characters.
Yeah.
And you can constantly just throw out like instant text messages to everybody around the world and so on. And basically they get to know what you're doing immediately and so on. Like, oh, I'm having a coffee. Like I really want you.
Yeah.
Like I really want to know you're having a coffee.
Yeah, I know. So, but some people are into that shit, you know?
Yeah, I know.
They'll just get into someone's blog and start reading it. They don't even know who they
and
are.
And is that what that's all about?
Yeah, you know. And it's like having a website. It's just that things are automated, you know?
Yeah.
It builds your archives for you automatically and all that stuff.
But
you still have to get traffic to it, you know?
Yeah.
You have to have people coming in and reading it, you know? So you got to let people know.
So how do you... Okay. So basically... It's your own blog,
yes,
correct?
Right. Yeah, on a site, and you have your own blog. I mean, of course, you can do it on your own just under manutoigo.com, but then you have to get special software and everything to do that.
Oh.
So it's like a pain in the ass. But if you do it on someone else's, it's
yeah.
very simple. You just log in and
okay.
you put the text
and
the pictures.
Because I was wondering how that... There's another site called Yelp. Have you heard of that? Yelp.com?
No, I haven't.
Apparently, that's also another blogger or something or similar, I guess.
Yeah.
I haven't actually gone to the site yet.
Yeah.
But there was a big thing because now I work at the Waffle
right.
upstairs at the bar.
Uh-huh.
On that blog, my name gets mentioned as that you got to go and meet Manu
really?
Up at the bar.
Wow.
And I haven't checked it out, but that's what people have told me. Like, oh, you were on a blog. And I'm like, well, how the hell did I get on a blog?
Yeah.
You know, and I don't understand the concept of how that works.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's very simple. You just log in. You type whatever you want, put pictures, links.
Can you? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't want to have to go and build your own website, you can use a blog.
Oh.
Yeah.
To direct people to whatever?
I don't know. I mean, that's just your website, but then you have to work on promoting it so people will know about it.
Okay.
Yeah, you always have to promote.
Promote. Come and see me up at the Waffle.
Yeah. Yeah, Manu's going to get you a drink.
Oh, yeah.
And another.
I'm allowed $50 comp.
Really?
Every day.
Okay, yeah. I'm there tonight. Let's
Pretty
take a
cool.
little break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from high atop the BBS Talk Radio building, you're listening to the Sam and Manu Show.
We're back. Manu, what do you think of this New York governor? With his prostitution thing. You heard about it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's all on the headlines and stuff.
What's going on?
Yeah. The New York government, Elliot Spitzer, is linked to a prostitution ring. So apparently he spent thousands of dollars on prostitutes.
Right, himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Himself, yeah, obviously for his own pleasures.
Yeah.
Not for his friends.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows? He could have been part of the... You know, arranging of the girls for his buddies or so on for the business.
I know.
A pimp.
But this goes back to, remember, we had a conversation about this a few days ago, I think, or a couple weeks ago, that how people in power or men in power do such stupid things.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and all because they're thinking with their dick, you know? Because, you know, how else are you going to explain this? I mean, you're risking your whole fucking career that you've built all your life for pussy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And a paid one at that.
I know. I keep waiting for something for Obama to come out. I really do. I'm waiting.
Do you think he's got something like this? Some skeletons in his closet?
Well, I'm sure everyone has skeletons in the closet. They just haven't been discovered yet. But
they haven't been caught, huh?
They haven't been caught, yeah. And that's the whole trick. Don't get caught.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. If you're going to fool around, don't get caught.
But I mean, is what's going on now? Is he married? Is he got children? And so is that involved? Yeah,
well, he made the usual appearance with a wife by his side and everything.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but his career is over. You know that.
Jeez. Yeah.
I mean, they put you under the microscope on the media and you're gone.
You know, the Clinton actually got appraised, I think, didn't he? Almost. Like, oh yeah, he got his dick stuck.
Yeah.
Sucked underneath the
you
Oval
go,
table.
Bill.
You go. Because, I mean, seriously, he was, I'm sure a lot of women fantasized about him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's a
very handsome man.
He's a very handsome man.
I know.
So can you imagine Obama?
I bet you half the women that voted for him was because they wanted to bed him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why, is Barack Obama sexy too?
Oh my God, he's hot.
Really?
Totally hot. Women are talking about him like nothing. Like, oh,
are you serious?
God, he's like, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, women are fucking
lunatic. I'm blown away. Obama?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hey, you're a woman,
I'm
you
serious.
Know. What
I'm
the hell
serious.
Do I know, right?
Yeah, he's a hot piece of ass.
Yeah.
His wife better watch out, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously.
I don't think he's going to be as stupid as Bill was.
Yeah, I hope not.
Fucking someone
I
in the White
not.
House for crying out loud.
I know. Interns for that matter.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what I think? I think that for men, when they see a woman, all the blood goes from their head to their dick. So then they can't think anymore because the brain's not functioning, you know? And all the blood is in the dick. So you do your thinking with your penis rather than with your head.
Right. But, you know, when you think about it, okay, just say, imagine Clinton, you know, being the, the president, okay? Yeah. And he's got Monica Lewinsky, you know, like walking around and so on. Uh-huh. There has to have been flirting on her side as well.
Well, obviously, he
you
didn't force
I mean?
Her into it, of
and,
course.
And of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
She's would like, you flirt with fucking Bill Clinton
if you
were there?
It's like a little piece, you know. Dun, dun, dun. No, I actually wouldn't have. I mean, a man in that position, you don't fuck with that.
Yeah, but maybe he made advances or references.
But I don't think he would have made advances or references until she gave the okay, meaning that she would have started the initial instigating flirts and so on.
Yeah. I don't know that necessarily true.
No.
But it's an important,
I reckon that's
it's
true.
It's an interesting thing to think about.
Yeah, it
like
is.
Like who started it.
Who started it? I think she started it.
Yeah.
Women always start it. I'm telling you. For the most part, I would say 90% of the time women start it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the 10% that don't start it, well, then that's almost, that is hardcore, you know, like straight up sexual harassment because the guy's just too egotistical and so on.
Right.
Or it turns into a rape.
Jeez.
Yeah, no, that's me. Okay.
Okay. So there's now another thing that is in the news is Japan is criticized over child porn loopholes. Okay, and what that is that in Japan, their laws prohibit the distribution and the production of child pornography, but not the possession of it. You see?
Oh.
Yeah. So if you possess child pornography, you're okay. And there's something wrong there. You know, there's something wrong with there. So a lot of countries are criticizing Japan because of that. And, because investigators can't really obtain search warrants, you know,
Jeez.
To confiscate anything.
Or do investigating behind it.
Yeah, because usually you get to the people that produce it through the people that use it.
Use it in finding the stuff and then
exactly where it comes
backtracking from. Backtracking it and so on.
Yeah.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, these Japanese are fucking wackos, man. I mean, some things I really can't understand about their customs.
I mean, like, even their porn, I mean, we've discussed this. Japanese porn is like, wow. I mean, it's a little...
I know.
It's a little off the wall.
Yeah, it's very misogynistic, I think.
Yeah. Wow, that's a word.
Yeah, yeah. They don't respect women that much there.
No, no. And so you can imagine it'll be the same with child porn as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad, man.
I know. That's terrible. You know, and that's like an epidemic, you know, since the internet, because it's so easy to transfer pictures
and
videos.
And
you know, and people take advantage of these innocent kids. And, you know, they deserve nothing short of death, I think, you know, because they took a life, you know. They virtually took a life.
That's exactly what happened.
So they deserve to die. You know,
I think so,
I think every rapist, every child molester...
Where's the honor of shoving a sword through your own stomach if you've done that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, women, I think... I can imagine, like, the shame you would go through after a rape or something. But if you don't report it, he gets away with it.
Yeah, of course.
You know? And I think a lot of women don't report it.
No, they don't.
And especially kids.
No, no. And you know what? That actually comes to, I won't go into too much details, but that's an actual fact, because the system here really doesn't protect the woman as the victim. If it goes to court, once it goes to court,
right.
I am serious, man. Those defendants will do freaking anything to make it look like it was her fault.
Really?
Totally her fault. Oh, this and this and this and this and this. However, on the opposite side, if I turned around and said, look at his criminal past. He's done this before. It's happened before. Yeah. He's attacked somebody before. Oh, sorry, we can't bring in past criminal charges.
Really?
And yet you can do shit like this to a woman?
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Totally fucking unfair in the system.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that's really, really screwed up with the laws, with the legal system in this
country.
Know, where you give more rights to the fucking defendant than you do to the victim.
Yeah, exactly. But you can't bring up the past of the defendant.
Yeah.
But you can bring up the past of the victim.
Yeah.
You know, the plaintiff.
I mean, where does your past not come into play? With everything, with credit, with employment, with just about anything you do, they look into your past.
That's true.
You know, and then, but then when they have to fucking throw your ass in jail, then they give you all these rights.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Isn't it stupid?
It's fucked. I mean, look, OJ walked, you know, for crying out loud, you know.
Yeah.
You know, probably the clearest case ever, you know.
And he still got off.
Of a double murder, and he walks away.
And there was no one there to defend her. Well, no. I mean, there was, but there wasn't. I mean, she wasn't there.
No.
Gee, you know, in that case, exactly that.
Yeah.
And the people... who went, yay, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when he was, the case was thrown out of the court. I mean, that was just insane. I looked at these people like, okay, you people are sick too.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah. They're all, I mean, the fucking jury. I mean, think about it. Who goes on a jury? Somebody who doesn't work. You know, usually people that work can't really manage or afford to go.
Yeah.
Not that you have much choice today, but back then... you could get away. You could get out of it pretty easily.
Right.
You know, like 1994, and all you had was fucking losers on that jury. You know. I mean, and these are the people that have to determine your future. You know, and you're not getting doctors and professors and shit. You know, you're getting people that are fucking unemployed.
Yeah.
Or unemployable.
Yeah.
You know, and so. That's fucked. I mean, there's a lot of things. Look, I love our system, but obviously it needs repair, just like anything else.
Yeah, I believe so.
But when you have lawyers making the laws and dictating to us how we're going to live, that's what you get.
Well, it's not so much lawyers. I mean, it's the system that comes down from you know, Superior Court and so on.
Yeah, and who sits in the courts? It's all former lawyers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So, yeah, lawyers make the laws here. Fuck everybody else, you know.
Yeah. I would hate to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
I really do.
I know. And what's interesting is I meet very people that have gone to law school, got their law degree and everything, and they start practicing, and then they hate it, and they get out of it. And then you find they did it for their parents or for some, you know, cockamamie reason or something.
Is this supposed to be
but it's never because they really want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, who the fuck would want to be a lawyer, you know?
I don't know.
You have to have a certain personality to be a lawyer.
Oh yeah.
And I don't think it's a pleasant one either.
No. My neighbor's daughter is going through law school, but she is going to be on the defense. Hang on.
Prosecution?
The prosecution.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
To make sure the asshole goes to jail.
Yeah.
And that was her reason for being a lawyer, to go into prosecution,
right?
Because she wants to make sure that these bastards go to jail.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well, obviously, you know, we can't make generalizations, but for the most part, I think many people go into law for the power trip.
Oh,
or,
yeah,
you know,
of course, whatever. Of course, of course.
And obviously, there's good money in it, but there's a lot more pleasant ways to make money than to fuck people.
Yeah,
you know?
No kidding. Yeah. No kidding.
Oh, yeah, and we've talked about that in doctors and shit, how they rip you off and all that.
Yeah. Well, I bet you Brittany's feeling like she's being ripped off now.
What is that?
Well, she now, from the judge, right? The judge has ruled that she can have her credit card. She only has an allowance of $1,500 a week. Can you imagine how she feels?
Wow, I wonder what that comes from. Why
would
they
like,
do that?
That's like giving us $2 to spend on the week.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, comparison to what she does.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't know what the reasons behind. The judge just ruled that Jamie Spears can give Brittany a debit card to use that has a $1,500 per week limit on it.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Well, they're having to treat her like a kid because she is behaving like a child.
Yeah, totally.
Totally irresponsible.
Man.
Yeah. Manu, you know we have a guest today.
Oh, my God.
And,
really?
They've probably arrived, so we're going to take a break in a moment. But
okay.
Star Jones gives hubby the boot.
Oh,
you know who
really?
Star Jones is.
Yeah.
Now, I don't give a shit about her and her husband, but look at the picture. I mean, she's so fucking thin.
What?
You know, she
Hang
went...
On.
Yeah,
Hang
she
on.
Went through that gastric bypass.
No
surgery.
Way.
Yeah. You've never seen her?
No. Okay. When you say Star Jones, right, I immediately think big
the
woman.
The big fat woman. Okay, take a look at this. That's her.
Wow.
I guess you'd never even recognize her. Yeah.
Hell no.
That's on the National Enquirer today.
Holy shit.
That's where we get our news.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my
She's
God.
She's lost a lot of weight. I mean, she doesn't even look like her old self.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a little shocked.
Really? No, she's been like this for a while.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
obviously,
see,
we recommend all the obese people to do the same.
Except for Fat James.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs two gastric bypasses. One through his ass.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What a character, huh?
I know. He was something, man. And
Hardly.
He's going to be with Gary on his show every week, so...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're
okay.
going to get wild.
We'll need two of these buffers right here.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm definitely going to have to get some air filters and stuff. Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So let's take a quick break,
yep.
and we'll be right back.
All right. Enough of the music. Let's get back to California Dreamin'.
California Dreamin'.
With your hosts, Sam and Manu. Only on BBS Talk Radio.
Okay, Manu. Is the guest here?
No.
Not yet?
No.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I just had the front desk, you know, have a direct, you know, have a direct this way, and she'll just open up the door.
Okay. That's pretty much what we've been doing lately. Until we get a security guard for our own.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll be able to bring in the guests.
There's a whole bunch of security guards downstairs, but not up here, right? So, well, BlackBerry has really done it.
What happened with BlackBerry?
You know the BlackBerry?
Yeah.
They've endorsed Barack Obama.
Really?
I'm not kidding.
Really? So are you taking your phone back?
No, I don't have one.
Oh, you
You've seen my
one.
Phone. It's so ancient. I've had that damn thing since 2004.
Really?
So people out there understand how ancient it is. My God, it
the
works.
A four-year-old cell phone, yeah. But yeah, as long as you get, you can call in and out, who cares?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I just can't take pictures and do this and do that. And you know, the text is like, beep, beep, beep.
You know, I've got like camera, I've had a few camera phones. I never took even one picture, you know.
Oh, no way.
No.
No, oh my God, I think it's the most fabulous thing.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the ones with the video as well.
Yeah.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
Totally cool.
I don't know, I sort of outgrew that stuff.
Yeah, that's how TMZ gets their little gigs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With phone cameras.
Yeah, phone cameras and the video. Because the cameras are now
you know,
so advanced that you can just like get really good video from those things.
Yeah.
So, poor old Pink. You know, Pink got divorced.
Pink, the singer.
Yeah, the singer Pink.
Yeah.
She'd been married for a while.
Really?
Yeah, she'd been married for a while. And there was really no note of having a rough marriage or thing going on.
Right.
And she's just gotten divorced right now. Apparently she's really hurting.
Really?
Well, that's what the lines say.
Oh.
Poor Pink.
Yeah. Do you remember Kathy Lee Jones? Oh, yeah, she's Kathy Lee Gifford now.
She has
been for 20 years. But, so she used to be with Regis Philbin on his morning show, remember?
Yes, yes.
And then she got the boot, and they brought Kelly Ripa in and all that stuff. So now, apparently, they're talking about her coming back to morning television, doing the Today, or a certain segment of the Today Show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But she's really obnoxious. I don't know why they would pick her. Nobody likes her.
Are you serious? Really?
Yeah.
Nobody likes her?
Not many people, no. No.
Wow.
I mean, that's why she hasn't done anything for years. I mean, who's heard of her, you know? She used to be all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I don't remember her clearly, but I don't know. I guess
she's
that's
got
true.
A big mouth.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Well, in other news, since we're talking celebrity gossip, Heather Locklear, the paramedics went to her house after someone called and reported attempted suicide.
What?
Yeah, so they went to her house and apparently nothing. Everything was okay. Nobody called. So it must have been some prank call or something. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Speaking of prank callers, did you hear about that prank call that some guy called in 911 saying that and he did it through his computer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, called in 911, told him I'm about to kill my wife and my children and this, if you want to come and save them, get here now. So there was this big deployment of the SWAT team and so on at wee hours of the morning. And so the SWAT team and everything turned up at this particular house where 911 had said, okay, it's coming from this house.
Right,
the phone calls come from this house. And then with all the bashing and everything like that, they finally, they got this guy and they almost shot this guy.
Wow.
You know, because he just opens up the door.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the hell is going on?
Wow.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And he goes, oh, I'm just here by myself. Apparently, this guy has been calling 911 via his computer and somehow linking it to certain different addresses and so on.
Yeah.
And the police are turning up. So they're trying to find who this person is because there's all this false 911 calls going on.
Jeez, I mean, people are so fucking crazy, you know? I mean, what are they thinking?
It's just as bad as that guy that keeps on flagging your Craigslist ads.
I know, fuck that. I mean, people have no fucking life. They really don't, you know? And behind the anonymity, I can't fucking talk today. The anonymity of the internet, then people just do all kinds of shit they would never do. You know?
Yeah. So Heather Locklear is perfectly fine.
She's fine. Everything's okay.
That's actually good to know.
Yep.
She's probably one of the few women that I feel has a head on her shoulders. despite all the crap that she's had to go through.
Yeah.
And her good friend Denise.
Yeah.
You know, right? Totally turns around and starts fucking her husband.
Yeah.
Ain't that just rude?
Rude is an understatement. Yeah.
I mean, like, unbelievable.
I know. And it's usually, you know, with friends. I was just reading up that Hulk Hogan's daughter, I guess he had an affair with her friend. Although she's 19 and the friend's 33.
I know. Remember I was talking about that.
Yeah. So, I mean, who's 19 and has a 33-year-old friend, you know?
I don't know.
What the hell's she doing with her? So,
well, not just that. I mean, look at it at a different angle, too.
Yeah.
Maybe this 33-year-old hooked up with the 19-year-old with, you know, ultimatum. With an ultimatum.
Yeah. Like, with the thought I'm going to get her father?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, oh, if I pretend I'm her best friend and so on, then I get to meet Hulk and then maybe I might get some dick.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And well, she did.
And look what happened.
She got a dick.
What a joke.
Yeah.
What a joke.
Do you remember Lisa Marie Presley?
Yeah.
Okay, how old do you think she is?
Oh, hang on. She's probably around my age, right?
She's 40.
Oh,
and she's
okay,
pregnant.
She's older. Wow.
She's pregnant.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, 40. Is the kid going to look like Elvis too?
Probably. I mean, she looks so much like fucking Elvis, you know?
I know, it's so sad. Could you imagine walking through life like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do
that. Well,
that
would be a bad thing.
I don't know.
She's beautiful.
And well, she's beautiful, but you look at her and you're just like, oh, Elvis. It's like, you know, that's not quite the way that I would want to be looked at.
You know what? If you were Elvis's daughter, you wouldn't give a shit how you looked at.
Maybe, I don't know.
But at 40, again, I mean, a lot of women are starting to get pregnant later and later and later
in life, that could be a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it is, you know. I don't know. I just would hate to have parents that are really old when I'm like a teenager, you know. It's just not cool. So, but that's just my opinion, you know. At the same time, maybe it's just a small thing in the scheme of things when a woman really wants a baby.
Yeah.
Or she wants children, you know.
This is her first baby, huh?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it is. I think it may be.
I didn't really read up on it, but
no,
I don't know. Anyway, if you guys want to call, chime in, maybe you have some celebrity news that we don't have.
Yeah.
Or you just want to chat about anything?
We haven't really spoken about celebrity gossip lately, huh?
Yeah, but I'm about to give out the number. And our phone number is 818-602-4498. 818-602-4498. And you can call us directly. And we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
And, and then they're talking about Patrick Swayze.
Oh, no.
Has 5 weeks to live.
What?
Yeah, that's what this says. I mean, look, again, it's on the National Enquirer, but they've been having some scoops.
Yeah, you know? The thing is, remember the article I read when we first talked about Patrick Swayze having pancreas cancer?
Right, uh-huh.
And then we read through the statistics.
Right.
You know, there was something like 40-something thousand diagnosed every year.
Right.
And only 32,000.
Survive.
Hang on. No. Wrong. Just over 32,000 die.
Really?
So there's like maybe a 5% chance that you will live.
Wow.
So that's how serious
it is. Can you imagine like when they tell you the exact time that you're going to die? I mean, that is like scary shit.
Well, I had a friend, he called me out of the blue last year and he said, I want you to sit down because I've got something that I want to tell you and I'm calling you because I think of you as a friend. And then he told me, I have brain cancer. And I just went, what? I was like, so what's happening? What are you going to, you know, I mean, like all these questions come out like, oh my God, what's going on? Well, how are you going to do this? And he said, well, we're going in for surgery to try and remove the cancerous tumor. And then we'll see, you know, what happens. And only one time later, I spoke with him, and they told him that he only had a couple of weeks and so on. And then I thought, well, okay, I'll try and call you a little bit later, and I've never been able to reach him since.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez. That's pretty bad.
I know. And it's just like that, boom, gone. So I can only assume that it wasn't successful, and it didn't work. And I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't get hold of somebody.
Yeah.
And then you kind of think like, oh, wow, maybe he's gone already.
Yeah. But you know what bothers me is that we often feel sorry or bad for these people. You know, but these are people we know because they're famous, you know. But what about all the average person that goes through this shit? We never hear of that.
So, no, not
you know,
at
I mean,
all.
I imagine there's a lot of people that go through the same shit. Where
there are so many people.
Yeah, like they tell you, you have a year to live, you have 3 months, 6 months.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's depressing as shit,
mm-hmm.
you know.
I had another friend die of breast cancer right in front of me.
Really?
Yep, within 6 months it took her life.
Wow.
And I walked in the hospital, and as I walked into the hospital, after the, you know, like, because she was in hospice center.
Right.
And I went up to the counter, and I said, how's she doing? And they said, well, you need to be there right now.
Yeah.
As I was walking to her room, she took her last breath.
Really?
I walked in. Jeez. And the nurse said, just hold her hand. She still understands what's going on, or yeah. she'll know that you're here. But she just can't really respond.
Right.
So I held her hand and I said goodbye.
Wow.
And gave her a kiss and everything like that. And then it was over.
Wow. That's pretty fucking sad shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I cry, man. Oh, God, it hurt
sure.
so bad.
Yeah.
Really hurt. And she shouldn't have been in that position.
Yeah.
But, you know, like many, many Americans, they didn't have health insurance. And so when you don't have health insurance, they don't really give a shit.
Yeah.
They're not going to offer up thousands and thousands yeah.
no,
and thousands of dollars.
No, they're just in a hurry to get you out of the hospital.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. that's what killed her.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, man. That's fucked.
I know.
That's fucked.
I know.
Did you see on TMZ, Carney Wilson, how big she is again?
I know.
I mean, she's like
amazing.
And then
amazing. She, what, appeared on, was it Celebrity
yeah,
Fitness or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah, on the internet, she had the gastric bypass
mm-hmm.
live on the internet
yeah.
when she did it. And that was back in 1999. And she became, I mean, she...
She ain't doing too well.
No, but I mean, right after that, she was hot, man.
Yeah, you know? She lost all the weight, and then she put it all back on
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah. I know, it's hard with those overweight women, you know, it's very hard for them to lose that weight.
They just gotta stop looking at those donuts.
Yeah, well, it's, yeah, but you know, I think often it's a cover-up for something else, you
yeah.
know? Like
and
eating,
we had...
Obviously, eating disorders and all that stuff, so... you know, I think it's very seldom that people get fat just because they love food, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's something stronger than that.
No, know? It could very well be.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple of reasons. I don't know. You know what? You're right, though. Same with, okay, think of it this way. You got these very young, obese children. I mean,
right.
it's like I've never seen so many obese children in my life.
Yeah.
I was like, holy crap,
yeah.
this country is you know, the next generation is going to be, you know, 90 something percent obese.
Yeah, that's because we're more concerned with the way the food tastes than what it does for
what
us.
It does for you. Yeah. And people are so, the parents aren't taking responsibility, hence single parents, double parents, who knows.
Yeah.
It is so much easier just to go through McDonald's or something like that, fast food, get the kid fed, shut them up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're not spending the time at home to cook nutritious foods and everything
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking that it's also a cover-up for the adults' hurt as well. You know, like the cover-up?
Oh,
cover
yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they're eating, and what they're doing is they're just passing it on to the kid. Here, have some. Here,
yeah.
taste this. Here, have some more of this.
Yeah.
And so on. And that's what happens.
Yeah.
And
either that or it can be the opposite. I think it can be like... when your parents tell you, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't
yeah.
eat this, don't eat the candy, don't eat sugar, and then you just want it because they asked you not to do it.
But you see, most obese children are followed by obese parents.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's always the case. Not
no, not always, but
yeah.
a majority
yeah,
of it is.
Probably, yeah. Maybe it's genetic, but I think people
go through
a lot of traumas.
Not necessarily genetic. I'm talking about... the parents having unhealthy diets.
I see. And they pass it on to the kids.
And they pass it on to the kids.
Yeah.
Because
well,
they're eating so goddamn unhealthy that they
yeah.
just feed it on to the kid.
Yeah.
What a disaster.
I know. It's hard. It's hard being a parent. It's not easy.
No, really it's not.
Yeah.
I wish these people would wake up to that. Stop pushing our kids.
Yeah. So Carney Wilson fat again.
She is too.
Yeah.
She doesn't look too good.
No. But you know, the Hulk Hogan's daughter, man, she's 19. She's so fucking hot. You know?
Yeah, I know, but I don't like that fake fucking hair of hers.
That's the hairstyle from the 1970s, you know, like,
oh, no kidding.
Or the 80s. Heather Locklear's hair used to be like that. And
but I mean, even yeah, I remember and, that.
Yeah.
But I mean, even Hulk has the hair, and bloody the wife had the hair. I mean, my goodness, you know.
Yeah.
Ah, see, Madonna, she finally got her.
Yeah, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. Inducted in the...
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
She deserves it.
She does deserve it. She's got a body of work. Madonna, yeah.
She's worked her ass off.
Yeah. And I like her music. I mean, it's become very popular, yeah. You know.
Isn't it amazing how her music has transitioned so dramatically?
Yeah, she has.
Like from when she was, you know, the very first song. Uh-huh. What was her first song?
Shining With Star or something? Lucky Star.
Lucky Star.
My Lucky Star.
Yeah, that's it. And then Material Girl came out.
Material Girl.
Yeah. And then she made, then she transferred into it something a little bit more exotic.
Yeah.
Not so saucy, but it was exotic, but a little like, you know, not quite accepted yet.
Yeah.
And that kind of changed her image. And then she went into the real sex stuff, and then she went into the glorified sex, and then I mean, like, it's continual. And then she went into the pop, then she went into electronica, and it's just like, it's like really amazing what she's done.
She's reinvented herself, definitely.
How many times? Actually,
many times.
I'm pretty sure there's a number out there after how many times she's transitioned.
Yeah. Do you remember her book, Sex?
I do.
That was a pretty provocative book.
It certainly was.
Yeah.
But no worse than Warhol, Andy Warhol.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying it was bad. I liked it. But
no, I liked it too.
I'm sure many people did not approve.
Of course.
Yeah.
But then they don't know about Andy Warhol. You know what I mean? If you look at his books, then you go like, oh, that's a little crazy. In fact, his stuff is a little bit more scarier.
Yeah.
Because it goes into some weird mind, weird part of the mind, some of his stuff, you know, and how he perceives sexual, you know, photography, so to speak.
I know. Now, who would be calling me now who knows me? Everybody knows that I have a radio show in the morning, but people call me on my cell phone. So
who is it?
Well,
is it a number?
It's a number.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, does it have a name?
No,
yeah,
I
your knew, numbers.
No, I know who it is, but
oh, you do. Yeah. Okay.
But we're not going to answer that now, are we?
No. No.
Manu, I need a break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe our guest arrived by now. No, probably not. Okay. Well, she was a psychic, so maybe she foresaw that she didn't want to be here.
Better. Yeah. Hang on, did we see someone loom around the door and we were talking inappropriately?
Yeah. I'm just fascinated with psychics, you know. I mean, I really want to see like what they can do and shit.
I know, but you told me that you don't believe in them.
No, I don't. I don't. I think it's all bullshit. So, you know,
wow.
That's what we're here to find out.
Let's see what the psychic says about Lee Majors. Remember Lee Majors?
Of course.
God, he used to have
$6 million
on him.
Man, yeah.
Yeah, he used to have a crush
on him. Handsome, yeah.
He was very handsome.
Yeah.
Well, he's married a woman who is 12 years younger than his own son.
Really? Really?
Which is essentially what my mother did. Yeah. No, actually, he is he's the same age as me. He's 1 year older than me. My mother married a man 1 year older than me.
Wow.
Yeah,
jeez,
I know.
That's pretty.
And she's a little hottie.
Yeah.
She's 33-year-old Faith Majors, obviously.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty young.
Yeah, see, that's the thing for men. I mean, if you want young ass, you need to be famous and rich.
Yeah. He almost looks like Howard, you know, Anna Nicole Smith's.
Oh, yeah? Howard K. Stern.
Yeah. That's a little sad. Yeah, he didn't hold his age too well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let's take a break with a Madonna song. Dose of Madonna and La Isla Bonita.
But hey, what a great song anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
I remember
a cool song.
That song.
I could play it all day.
It's actually a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Yay.
Do
All right, let's kill the music.
Yeah.
And we're back.
Kill it.
No guest. For those of you who want to call us, the number is 818-602-4498. It's on our website on Listen Live. Again, 1-818-602-4498.
Yeah.
Manu, what have we got there? It's sort of like a slow news day. I know the stock market is doing very well. It's up sharply. And I guess the Fed introduced some credit plan. Yeah.
Really?
So so that should be interesting because we could use some help in turning the economy around. I mean, it's getting kind of scary.
Yeah. Hey, what the hell happened here? Like, I'm reading. This is a little disturbing. This is on TMZ, so this is something that you don't often see. Okay.
Right.
Juvenile. You know the rap singer Juvenile?
Right. I don't know him, but go
okay,
ahead.
Okay. Yeah. He's a rap artist, a very well known rap artist, mm-hmm. and it says Juvenile a no show at daughter's funeral.
Mm.
Cops in Georgia arrested 17-year-old Anthony Tyrone Terrell Jr. and charged him with killing his mother and his two small sisters. Obviously that means that the daughters, oh my God, this was like, holy shit. Okay, I'm going to read the whole story so we can figure out what the hell just happened.
Yeah.
So because this is the first time I've ever seen this.
Yeah.
Juvenile's murdered daughter's 4-year-old daughter, Jelani.
A murdered 4-year-old daughter?
Correct, yeah. Jelani was laid to rest Saturday along with her sister, Mikea, and their mother, Gwinnett County. In Gwinnett County Sheriff's Deputy Joy Dallison in James Island, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Juvenile did not attend the service and, according to his spokesperson, made the decision because he didn't want to divert attention away from the ceremony and further media attention. You know what? That's true. Probably true.
But it's fucking bullshit. I mean, it's your daughter's funeral, you know? Who cares about the media? I mean, you're already in the spotlight.
Well, obviously, this was a hate attack,
A hate crime?
Against... You know, his family, Juvenile's family.
And it probably had to do with him. Because all these guys come from gangs and shit.
Yeah. And so, you know, rather than disturb the funeral and because of his status in the hip hop world and everything like that, I would believe that it would have, brought strong attention and media and God knows what else.
Right, but
to
so
the
what?
Funeral service.
You know, I mean, this is your last chance to say goodbye to your daughter.
Well, then
you
he
know?
Can do it. He can do it a little bit later by himself.
All right.
But isn't that sad?
Yeah.
That's just wow. Yeah. That's
I'll
like
bet
amazing.
You this had something to do with him. I mean, he looks like a gangster and he probably is. And who knows? But they don't mention anything about the murder, huh?
No. Well, that's okay. If I read on. Cops in Georgia arrested 17-year-old Anthony Tyrone Terrell Jr. and charged him with killing his mother and his two small sisters.
Wow.
So get that. What the hell is up with that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Obviously he's from a different marriage.
Yeah.
Either on his side or her side.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was her side.
So it's not their
joint
child?
It doesn't appear to be their joint child at all because the two girls were very young.
Yeah.
You know, the two little girls were young.
Yeah. Jeez, 4 years
old. Wow, that's sad.
I mean, can you imagine losing a child? I mean, is there anything worse than that?
Two child and the mother.
Yeah.
That's
scary, you know?
Isn't it?
I mean, I've known a couple of people that have lost their children at a young age.
Right.
As teenagers. And... I mean, it destroys their lives forever.
Yeah.
How can you ever go back to norm? You know, you can't.
No.
You know?
No. I don't even want to think about that.
Yeah.
That seems a little grim for me.
It is. It is.
It is like too much.
Yeah.
Oh, you remember Sanjaya?
Oh, yeah. How can you forget Sanjaya with his hair?
Oh, my God. Well, he still... Okay, let's be proud. He still has his hair. But anyway, obviously he had a party.
That looks like a bar mitzvah.
The
right?
former Idol star appeared at the Long Island Bat. What the hell is that? Long Island Batsama of Rachel Later. He attempts to sing.
No, it's bat mitzvah.
Mitzvah? Is that
bat
what
mitzvah,
bat
right?
mitzvah
bat
of
mitzvah.
Rachel Later?
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah. He attempted to sing. Well, how funny they would say that. He attempted to sing. Isn't she lovely? You really got me, girl. Oh, wow. Obviously, someone's birthday. There she is right there. She's a little tiny girl.
Yeah, yeah. And she's lighting the candles and stuff.
And
that's how I knew
it's
about
Sanjaya yeah. to sing for her.
I mean, give me a break. But
oh
it's a little
God.
Kid, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see that crazy girl, that white girl that used to just cry and fall over? Did you read? And then yeah. they later on, you know, had her come up on the stage and give Sanjaya a kiss because she was so fanatic about Sanjaya. Oh, my God. It was very, very sad.
Yeah. You know, right at the time when he became so famous, I remember I was
God,
doing...
God, why?
I was... I opened another company where I was doing computer services.
Yeah.
And so I ran an ad in Craigslist. I put Sanjaya's picture and I wrote, you know, so since there's a lot of people that don't know what the hell they're doing with computers, you know, I put a headline that says, "Would you invite Sanjaya to sing at your wedding?" You know, trying to imply that you want to get someone who's qualified to do the work.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh,
so
that's
that
so
was funny.
Funny.
Yeah. So now he sings at a bat mitzvah. Not too far off.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so America's Top Model. Apparently. The bitchy beauties, as they say,
yeah.
right?
You guys can tell it's a slow news day. We're
yeah.
talking celebrities.
I know
all the
we
time.
Are talking celebrity. Trashed a place that they were staying in and caused something like $500,000 damage.
For the top model show?
For the top model. You know where yeah. they stay in an apartment or a place
right.
and everything
uh-huh.
like that? Well, the models and the crew is apparently associated as well. Gee, I wonder what was going
they
on in
that place.
They trashed
the fucking place.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I wanted to mention a couple more shows that we have. We have Gary Garver, of course, of the Howard Stern fame and from his celebrity interviews. He is a funny man. He was here yesterday, and we had a blast.
Wasn't it?
He's starting his show this Thursday at 5 o'clock Pacific time. For 3 hours, so it's going to be from 5 to 8, and I can't even begin
wow.
to fathom
3 hours?
How crazy that show is going to be. Yeah.
3 hours?
Yeah, 3 hours. Yeah.
Jeez,
apparently
man.
He's got enough of material. So he wanted 3 hours, we gave it to him.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that's Gary Garver, and then next Sunday at noon, we're going to have Julio and Chan. We already put their pictures and everything up on the site so you can see what they look like. And, and we also have Dennis coming up with the show DL. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name, Lagunier or Lagunier or something like that. But it's
right.
Dennis for sure. And he's doing a show Saturdays at 11.
Right.
And it should be pretty interesting too. I mean, he's a fun guy. So so that's another
you,
show.
We
that's
are
starting.
Getting some freaking amazing hosts
we
and,
really
and
do.
Content and stuff like that.
I know. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on. And
I mean, it's really hitting.
And there's more rolling out in the coming days. So be sure to catch all our new shows.
Yeah.
Also, I put up a gallery on our website, and I christened it with a few pictures from Jeff Rector's show the other day. Have you seen the pictures yet, Manu?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you should go to our website there and look at gallery.
Okay.
It's
and
on the top.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right up here?
Yeah.
Yay, look at that.
We have Johnny Drago here. We have Wendy Carter that I told you about.
Yes.
And there's a picture of me with both of them. And
yay.
And then there's Jeff doing his show.
Yes, I see that. Wow. You know what? Yeah.
You see, now you see why I was looking at her the whole time?
Yeah, she's...
You know, I mean, those little boobs were just something else, man.
That little boobs.
it was awesome.
Well,
yeah.
I have to say, Billy Drago still looks, you know, to me,
yeah.
He still looks kind of hot.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
an old, for a man his
yeah.
age.
He's aged quite a bit since The Untouchables. I
yeah.
just saw his, I looked at his picture from The Untouchables. He was very young then.
Yeah.
You know? But it's a good, 20 years or so? I don't know.
Oh,
but,
I don't know. How long? Yeah, that could be something really amazing. Yeah. Wow, we could have. What happened to the cameras yesterday?
Yeah. Well, with gearing and stuff?
Yeah.
I totally forgot about it. Then I remembered afterwards. But I'm going to leave the camera here and everybody should take pictures.
Yeah.
You know? We'll have all kinds of wild pictures and stuff up there. And especially of prominent guests and stuff.
Right.
You know, that, so that was fun. You know, I think Jeff is always going to bring us fun shows. And his show is called Out There, and that's on Sunday at 5 o'clock every Sunday. So be sure not to miss that. And is it 5? No, I'm sorry. It's 4 o'clock. It's at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
See, o'clock, yes.
Yeah, I can't keep track of all the shows.
No, I remember 4 o'clock because
yeah,
I actually
o'clock.
Was cleaning my house and listening to him at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Alan Graham, who's Jim Morrison's former brother-in-law.
And I listened to him, too.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Was that interesting for you?
Yeah.
He's sort of different, but, you know, he's got an agenda and things to talk about and stuff. But he's pretty cool. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's a really cool guy. I don't let anybody who's not cool come here, but but it seems nobody uncool has come here, so that's good. So we're taking... we're taking the ones that have good shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about our hypnotherapist?
Which one? Oh, the one that was supposed to... Oh, she actually sent me an email.
No. Oh, yeah. No, I read that. Yeah. No, the gentleman with the blue eyes.
Simon.
Yeah.
Well, we decided to discontinue the show. It didn't really fit in.
Okay.
With the format and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I didn't make a big noise about it. He just left, so...
Okay.
Yeah. But, it didn't really, you know, I mean, look, my criteria is this. I gave the site a motto, okay?
Right.
And I called it irreverent, entertaining, and cool. And
yes.
If it can't be at least one of these things, it can't be on our station.
Right.
You know? So I figured it wasn't any of those things, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I hoped for hypnosis on the air, and I didn't see that it was going to happen.
Right.
You know? So... So, yeah, I mean, I don't want to make a big deal out of it.
No.
It's over.
But I think...
And it just cleared another time slot for good shows, you know?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It did.
Yeah, because, I mean, now for me, it's like playing a crossword puzzle, trying to put everything in the right place. Or not a crossword puzzle, but just like a jigsaw puzzle, you know, where you're putting all the pieces together. So, but it's fun, you know, it's fun. I mean, Saturdays are going to be pretty much... fall, and I don't know what I'm going to do then because I spend the day with the kids usually on Saturday.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about this is that after you get all the new ones in and they know what to do, then I don't really need to be here.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what happens during the week pretty much, which is nice. But then I come back for the new ones and so forth to help them launch their sites.
Okay.
Their shows. So, and everybody's extremely excited, you know, so... Yeah,
I was thinking this morning,
yeah.
You know, like just browsing through, it's like, wow, I think Sam's going to get to a point where he needs to employ someone.
I do.
To actually do the website thing.
You're right.
And so on, because, I mean, like everything that we see, everyone out there, what you see on the computer, on the website, and how everything gets linked and put in and so on, this is all Sam.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's a lot of freaking work.
It is a lot of work because I'm keeping it updated all the time.
All the
time. I'm constantly on
there.
So
you need someone.
Yeah.
You need
and that's
someone.
Just the website. What about running the radio station? It's a separate thing altogether.
It's a complete separate
thing. You know, I mean, you have to find the hosts and show them how to do things and make sure that everything is scheduled and that. So it's a radio station and a website to run.
Right.
And you're right. I'm feeling that, you know, I told my wife, I said, if I keep going like this, I'm going to burn out. You know, even though I love it so much,
yeah.
But I don't get enough sleep, you know? I mean,
no.
I fall asleep at the wheel driving here every morning, and that's scary, you know? But what am I going to do? Look, I got to prepare the station for the day in the morning, so I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, work on that. Then I come to the office. Then we have to run things, and I go and work on the rest of the day, you know, to upload all the shows that have already appeared.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot to do. And again, I'm enjoying doing this immensely. I mean, I'm building something. That's what I've always had the inclination in my life to build things. You know, from a young age, I used to get those airplane models and
mm-hmm.
stuff, you know, and put them together. And I would build all kinds of things. And,
right.
And now I'm like into building businesses, you know?
Yeah.
And
now I have a question for you. You're an accountant. Okay. Mm-hmm. And to me, a lot of people would see accountants as being pretty much black and white. There's really no creativity. You can't. Yeah.
And
you know,
pretty much a boring kind of person that's involved
yeah,
with the numbers
yeah.
and stuff.
So
yeah.
So where the hell did, you know what I mean? It doesn't quite fit.
Yeah.
I mean, some of you, you know, a part of you certainly fits that
yeah.
mode and like, okay, that's certainly Sam.
Yeah.
You know, but there's another part of you that's just like yeah. totally like, what? Where did it come from? Or for that matter, how the hell did you fall into accounting
yeah.
if you have this so much of this creativity and need to build something or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you. And I've thought about it a lot. And the thing is, first of all, is that I have like really a good balance between the left and right brains, you know, because I can be just as analytical and logical as I can be creative and free.
Right.
So, I mean, I feel comfortable in both seats, so to speak. So, so yeah, I have that. I mean, I'm very good with computers and accounting and business and all that. And then
right.
at the same time, I sing and I play the guitar and do web design and all that kind
yeah.
of stuff, you know, and the radio. So, yeah, so I'm able to do both and jump into either side, easily.
Right.
And that's
okay.
why I think that happened. Now, accounting is something that I got into when I was like 21 years old. So I sort of like started building up, and then I realized that I'm pretty good at it, you know. So I stayed with it, and it was
yeah.
nice. But then I left it, and I got into computer animation. I built a business on that, and graphic design, and so forth. So that
yes.
was the creative part. And then I burned
and then
out
the,
on that.
The computers so. Became your enemy.
Exactly. So then I went back. So then I went, and I was a teacher for a couple of years or so as a substitute
right.
teacher. And as I've told you before.
Oh.
And then.
Sorry.
What's that, your
that
phone?
Was me. Yeah.
Okay. Well, as long as it's not a fire alarm, we're doing okay.
No,
that,
no
that's
fire
a weird, that's
fire
a weird
alarm.
Ring you got there.
Well, I told you it was ancient. Sorry about that.
Yeah. But.
No, it doesn't have any fancy rings.
Yeah.
If it had a fancy ring, we could say, oh, we played something.
Yeah. You know, my wife has California Dreaming as her ringtone now. And every time she says, every time she's in a public place and it starts playing, everybody starts dancing.
Oh, really? You know, someone told me that California Dreaming is, I don't know, it implies psychedelic.
Really?
Psychedelic drugs and so on. It was like based on.
Well, people can read into anything,
yeah,
you know? I mean,
like
yeah.
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, this talks about being in somewhere cold and wanting to be in California.
Yeah, I know. That's
yeah,
what I thought.
That's what I
and
think.
And in the church and I
yeah.
don't know.
They've made a lot of hoopla about certain songs in the past, you know, that like Paul McCartney, this song was about cocaine, and that song was about LSD and all that stuff. Have
oh,
you heard the one
right.
with the Beatles with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds? That it stands for LSD?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
So who knows?
No, I do know that.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's actual.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the truth on that one.
It is, huh?
But it's kind of cool how they covered that up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was back in the days when they were really, really fascinated with drugs and everything.
Yeah.
And
everything. Of course, Puff the Magic Dragon, remember that?
Yeah.
We used to sing that shit at school.
Really?
Yeah. Puff the Magic Dragon, you know, a whole bunch of kids singing about smoking weed.
That's funny, I know, but it seems to be as popular as ever now, you know?
Yeah.
It seems like cocaine sort of declined and stuff, but all the kids are smoking pot like there's no tomorrow.
Well, you know how they're talking about putting dispensaries
in the
school? Machines, right? No, out on the streets.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Like you can go buy your medical marijuana from a
machine.
Machine.
A vending machine.
Vending machine. Yeah.
Are you serious? Where'd you read that?
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I read it. Yeah.
Get you pot through a vending machine.
I don't see it happening, God's sake.
No
you know
way
what I mean?
Happen.
I mean, we're going to have people rolling up on trucks and rolling that shit on the truck and
exactly.
taking away.
The whole fucking machine.
Yeah, exactly. And then there'll be like this big bombardment, like we'll crack it open.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And then you just see a lot of mellow people.
Oh, my God. I think that should be everyone's weekly medication.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. You know what? Somebody called me Friday, I think it was, and she wanted the show. And they said, okay, when would you like it? She said, Monday at 11. I said, great, we have that available. So I reserved it, and I put it on the site that point that it's reserved.
Right.
I don't have a phone number. I don't have her email address, and she never sent me anything. So what am I supposed to do? Just keep that spot forever, pretty much,
until she shows up? No, just cancel it out.
Yeah, so... And she was extremely excited about it. So, Nancy, if you're listening, please make some kind of a sound so I know to keep this for you. Otherwise, this spot is gone.
You have 2 days.
Yes. 48 hours, man.
48 hours. Oh, anyway.
Yeah. The phone's not ringing today. Everybody's mum today. No
I
phone
know.
Calls, no
what,
nothing.
What?
No guests.
Is Greg staying in bed?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Greg today, but he's probably busy cooking or something, or preparing his barbecue show. He's got that tonight. And
that's probably
everyone,
what he is doing, huh?
Yeah, for those who
so
love barbecue.
So what does barbecue, he do? Does he actually barbecue as he's talking?
No. When you,
no?
You mean when he does a show?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't barbecue. No, he talks about it, about different grills and the different methods of cooking and that kind of thing, you know. So it's really fun because it's a niche thing, but yet a lot of people can relate to it because, you know, everybody barbecues. And I can't wait to start barbecuing again, you know. I mean, it's already warm enough to
well, start we had our neighbor's barbecue over the weekend.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And I
me.
Was smelling it. It was like, oh, that smells
I know, that
good.
Smell. It's like you don't have to be hungry to eat
no,
that stuff.
No, not
know?
At all. But it's the charcoal in... You know, of course, when they first started it, you can smell that bloody lighter fluid.
The fluid,
shit.
Yeah. And Greg says, don't ever use it.
Yeah,
you know,
I know.
Which makes sense. Why would you want to put food on fumes and shit? You know?
I know.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I experienced charcoal burning.
Uh-huh.
You know, this was in Japan, believe it or not. And I was on, the Air Force base there. Anyway, I can't remember the name of it right now.
Uh-huh.
And, anyways, so I'm at this house and they're barbecuing and, you know, they throw in the rocks, you know, mm-hmm. the things. I was like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. What is that?
Yeah.
And they explain, oh, that's it. You know, that's the coals for barbecuing. And then they bring out this stuff, you know, the lighter fluid.
Uh-huh.
And they started like pouring it all over there. And I'm going like, wow, what the hell is this all about?
Yeah.
And they light it and whoosh. You know.
I know.
And then it's
just easier
black,
to start your fire that way, but it's
like
not the correct
black,
way.
It's black, black smoke, and I couldn't eat the food off of that. I was like, I was just too freaking paranoid about all the lighter fluid.
Yeah.
And it just stank.
I know.
It really
stinks,
did. It stinks.
And then you put your food on top of it, and it stinks like gasoline
right.
or something. You know?
I was like, wow, is this how you Americans do this shit? It's like, you need to come to Australia and learn a few lessons here.
Yeah. Go on the Barbie.
Mm.
Yeah. I forget
and bugger that saying, shrimp on the Barbie. That's such crap. Seriously, people. Come on. Shrimp on the Barbie. I mean, our prawns are the size of freaking lobsters.
Yeah, they're
and,
big. Huh?
And we have to fillet them.
Yeah.
And open them up like little butterflies. And then we grill them.
Yeah.
So that ain't no damn shrimp,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, it's no shrimp. You know, you're talking about prawns, and, you know, Stephanie Paul that sits here with Johnny from New Zealand, she calls herself the prawn star, you know?
The prawn
and,
star.
Yeah, and then people think it's a porn star, and, you know, and they go, what, are you like in porn and stuff? She's like, no, read it, it says prawn. And I said to her, well, that's why you wrote it, so people will think it's a play on words here, so why would you get offended if people think you're a porn star? That's funny.
Oh, my God. So why
star.
Is she a prawn?
I
prawn
have no
star.
Idea. I have no idea.
Maybe she was Miss Prawn back...
Maybe she loves...
Miss Prawn back in New Zealand.
Miss Prawn.
Yeah, she like sits on a prawn, you know, the prawn floats and like does a little wave and she's sitting on top of a prawn.
Maybe
there
she can
go.
Actually talk to prawns.
I don't know. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh
but she's
God.
Cute. I love Stephanie. She's fun. And and she gets along very well with Johnny. Yeah. You should call the show. Oh, but you always work when they're on the air.
Yeah, I know.
You see,
I'm working.
I work too, but I sit on my balcony in the sun and I work with the laptop.
Yeah. So
and
you
I
get
listen
to listen
to them.
To it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got the life, man. I mean, you know, come here, do a radio show, then go home and be on the balcony while I'm working and stuff, and then come back here and then go home again. And I'm not complaining, man. I'm exactly where I want to be.
So who do we have right after us?
That's Jill.
Jill?
Jill Janitas.
Okay.
And then, she's coming today, and she's probably already here. And then we'll end the program a little early so we can get her all prepared and stuff.
Yeah, I was also thinking about that today too, Sam.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, if we're going to have someone come in right after us.
Right.
There's going to have to be some sort of time.
Usually we do 55-minute shows.
And fade in.
Well, usually we give them 5 minutes to get situated, but when they're new, they need a little more time, and I'm going to be here with her and stuff. So, do listen to it. Try to stay, stay tuned right after our show, which is going to be over soon. And we're running out of things to say, aren't we, Manu?
Yeah, I know.
Some days are just like that. I mean, we sat here yesterday, and I could have done a four-hour show, no problem. You know, there was just so much to say.
Yeah, there was.
You know,
this is the important thing, I think. When you have guests, you include someone else's information and so on. I mean, you look at the Howard Stern show.
Right.
You know, there's not just Howard and Robin.
And Artie and
there's a whole bunch of
people.
There's
a whole bunch of
characters. There's always calls and there's always shit going on all the time.
Exactly.
But there is pauses. He has a lot of pauses in his information.
Yeah, but not because they don't have anything to say. We never have pauses because we always come up with something. But they've got so much to play with. You know, they've got all the people that work for them, and they create sort of a persona for each one of them, and then they constantly bicker and go back and forth. You know.
Yeah, they do.
So maybe eventually we'll have our own cast of characters.
I know. I want the little midget that they have call in. I'm telling you, I'm trying to fuck a chicken.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Eric the midget. The guy that talks like this. Yeah.
I told you, I'm trying to fuck a chicken. I'm like, this dude is sick.
They have so much fun with that guy. And I just don't know why he puts up with all that shit, but he does.
I know. He seems like a real messed up dude, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really does.
Yeah. So, and Howard Stern just wrapped the shit out of him, too.
But you know who they had on the show the other day? Remember Amy Fisher? I mean, that was long before you came here. The Long Island Lolita they called her. That's the one that shot the face of Joey Buttafuoco's wife.
Oh,
do you remember
yes,
that?
Yeah. I do.
And they all became like prominent in the news and everything.
Right.
She was like 14 or 15, and he was banging her.
Yes.
And she shot his wife in the face.
In the face.
Yeah. So she's been in jail for several years. Now she's remarried and
having a child, I think.
Yeah, they have kids.
Right, yeah.
And she released a porn video of her and her husband.
What?
Yeah. This is not stolen. This is, like, released by her and her husband.
Get out of here. Are you serious?
Yeah. And they played bits of it on Howard's show. And he had her come in. Now, check this out. He had her come into the show.
Yeah.
She sat there for 2 minutes. And then the sister of Mary Jo Buttafuoco, the one that was shot, her sister called in. And Amy is like, I'm not talking to her. She got up and left. This was the shortest interview he's ever had.
Oh, my God.
3 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And this is like, you know, so then her husband calls later, and he's like, yeah, you ambushed her and all this stuff. And the thing is that they're telling him, look, she would not have become infamous if it weren't for what she did.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.
Okay, so how can we not talk about that? Nobody knows her other than for the fact that she shot a woman.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
So how can we like not talk about it, you know? And which makes sense, you know. I mean, you come in on a show, on a national show, and you're gonna talk about stuff. And she knows that on that show they've been talking about her for years.
Yeah.
You know. So what are they gonna talk to about? Yeah, they're gonna talk about the video, but what else? You know.
There's a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
And the thing is, she's had multiple interviews with various reporters as well, you know, like making her look like, well, I'm a changed woman, you know, and I wasn't very well back then, and I was manipulated, and I was all this you know.
Yeah, like, all this bullshit.
All this bullshit and everything like that. You can totally see through this stupid woman.
Yeah. So, I mean, she was forgiven by Mary Jo, but who knows, you know. I mean,
she was?
Yeah. Yeah, she apologized to her. They were on the same show together.
Wow. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I mean, can you imagine? So she forgave her, and so now her sister called to confront Amy or something. So, I don't know, but so they played clips from it on Howard's show. And they're playing a game, her husband and her, like she's a little girl and he's her father.
Okay, you know? That's a little scary.
Yeah, and that's on the fucking video. You know?
Wow, so, that's a little scary.
I mean, you know, it's like who would want the whole world to come into their bedroom?
Particularly.
And then when Howard asks him about it, he's like, well, we got to keep some things private in the bedroom. It's like, give me a fucking break. You know, you're showing a whole video of you fucking your wife, and you let the whole world watch it, and then you have a problem when people ask you about your fantasies there.
Yeah, exactly. You know? It's very ironic that she played a little girl. You know, considering her past.
Yeah, she's probably stuck in that period. Or maybe it was something that happened before, because you have to wonder her relationship with Joey Buttafuoco. She already had that problem with a father figure that she needed.
Right,
obviously. Right?
Obviously.
Yeah, yeah. So
and
she's
she
just
even
carrying
spoke
it on.
About
yeah.
it.
Obviously, she didn't work that shit out.
No, no. It'd be kind of scary.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be fucked up for life from that, you know. But still, I mean, she's got to take a certain amount of responsibility for what, you know, for what she has become, you know.
That's
you
true.
Know, and obviously she had bad judgment when she was a kid, but now you're a grown woman and you're still doing stupid things, you know. And apparently she walked out on Inside Edition as well. She was on an interview there and she left.
Oh yeah, so, I saw that.
You did?
Yes, yeah. I saw that. She got up and left. It was in her living room or something like that.
Yeah.
And she says, okay, that's it, done.
Yeah.
And she got up and left. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Manu, we are definitely going over, so
everybody already?
Forgive us. Yeah, suddenly we got on a roll here and we started talking nonstop. So
wow.
I'm sure Jill's waiting. Please stay tuned. Manu, it's been a great day. Thank you very much. You look beautiful as always. Enjoy
I look
your
refreshed
work.
Right
you look
now.
Refreshed and everything. So
yeah.
Have a good day and we'll see you all tomorrow.